Erev Tov Rabbeisa, we are on the very bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Bet. Yesterday we ended off with a question that the Gemara is just about to delve into for the next Be'erich daf and a half to two dafim. The Gemara had a question: what happens if a person points to the Gemara had a different version of the question, but yesterday the way we ended off, Maskanat Gemara is if a person had two pieces of meat in front of him. One is Bisar Shlamim, and one is regular meat. And he says, ze kaze. This is like that. So now the question becomes, what does he mean to compare the regular meat to the Bisar Shlamim? Bisar Shlamim is a very interesting phenomenon. Why? It started off as how? Started off as a Davar HaNadur, started off as a Nidir, which means, and then it became Asur as a result of the Nidir. But then after the Zrikat Damim, what happens to the Bisar Shlamim?
Mutar.
Becomes Mutar. So the Gemara's question is, when he says, when he compares the regular meat to the Bisar Shlamim, what does he mean? Does he mean the previous or the original neder state of the Shlamim, in which case this new piece is going to be Asur? Or does he mean the current post Zrikat Damim state of the meat, which is Mutar, in which case this is going to remain Mutar?
Don't we say that for neder we go Khumrah?
Well, we have to. Well, first we're going to try to bring Re'ayot from the Mishnah, which we're like, wow, that is not a joke. And he says, Vaiter. Huh? Yeah, that's big stuff. Yeah. Huh? That's already too. That's too materialistic. Wait, who opened that one?
We did.
Okay, now. I got to send it to the lab. Now he says, yeah. Vaiter. Says the Gemara on the bottom. Amar Avata Shema. Notar ufigul. What does the Gemara say? What do we say yesterday in the Mishnah? If a person says notar ufigul,
100%.
You need a kaf?
No
kaf,
nothing.
No kaf, no lamed, no garnish. Notar ufigul. If a person says kikar ze or basar ze, notar ufigul. What's the halacha?
Asur,
because it's davar sheisur meikaro, and therefore what? Since it's only isur, the Ran explained yesterday, you don't need a kaf. So he says, hey, wait a second. The Ran says put pigul on the side because pigul never gets out of its nether stage. Notar had zrikat damim, correct? Which means it was post its nether stage. And then what happened to it? As a result of being left over, it became asur again. Which means what? What are we looking at? It's after zrikat damim. Right. And yet, how are we looking at it? Original state or current state? Meaning, listen carefully. The current state of notar is post zrikat damim, correct? In order to get to notar, by definition, it has to be after zikat damim. And yet, when a person says kikar ze notar, what's the halacha? How do we look at it?
It's 100% asur.
Asur, meaning, are we looking at it at its original? No. Are we looking at its original pre-zikat damim state?
No.
Or are we looking at its current post zikat damim?
Post damim state. I thought we were going to be machloket this, but notar itself is after.
Notar is post, but in order. Now again, we can't be looking at the isur part of notar, because then that, nachon, notar is an isur, but in order to make it asur, it's got to be davar nadur velo davar asur. Listen carefully. We're not looking at the isur. Whoa. What is that, gujgujan?
No. Pistachios.
So it's pistachio gujgujan. Pistachio gujgujan. Now he says. No, there's cookie gujgujans also, no? What do you call those, samsas?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. It's just a different variation of margarine. Now he says, Bekitzer. No, it's like all this, I say all the time in the delis you over here, it's all, there's one ingredient in all of the dips that they make in all these delis. It's mayonnaise. It's different variations, different colors of mayonnaise, different spices that they use to add to them. One has, you know, I guess, eggplant flavored mayonnaise or, you know, jalapeno flavored. But it's all the same thing. Yeah? Bekitzer. It's all the same good gujet. Takshivata. Now he says, in order for notar to be asur, what has to be the case? You're not looking at the isur status because that's the vara asur. You got to now latch on to the neder status of the notar. Rabotai, when was the only neder status of notar?
Pre
or post zrika?
Pre.
So if we're saying notar is asur, what are we latching on to? Pre zrika. Which means what are we looking at? Current status or original status?
Original status.
Boom.
Why can't it be post? Notar itself is asur also.
Because notar itself is asur, but not mechamat neder. What makes notar asur is not the neder, it's isur notar. And the halacha is when you're matfis beneder, when you latch something on as a neder, you can't be matfis bedavar asur, it has to be bedavar anadur. What's the neder part of the notar? Pre. So what are we looking at?
He said notar. He said, this is to me like notar.
Which means what? In order to latch on, I want, the Gemara understands, I want it to be like the pre zrikat damim status of this notar. No, it is notar. This thing is notar, but it must be that when you're pointing to any given thing, which status are you looking at? Original or current, you're always looking at original. You say that, let's see the run. The run's going to explain it. Maybe I'm not saying it clear enough, which is bad. Says the, yeah, Rabotai, this is it. You had enough time to detox from Nosavo. Now it's time to really, and Choroshes and whatever, detox. Now it's everyone's all in. It says,
what's that doctor?
Yeah, oh, Vitamin. He says, I tried it once. That was enough for me. It does have side effects. Yeah? And especially if
you'll have
shnoti,
that's
what I'm saying. The run takes out pigul. He says, why? By pigul, since it's nitpagel, zrika never does anything to help it. אלא מנותר כפרך דיסור נדרי פקע עליה בזריקת דם, ואפילו אך יתנן דאסור, אלא מה בעיקרו כמתפיס. רבותיי, let's look at the life cycle of a korban. You ready? Look at me. What's the life cycle of a korban? Person consecrated it. Made it a neder, correct? Status?
Asur.
He took it to the Beit HaMikdash, שכתד it, and did זריקת דמים. Let's say it's a שלמים. Status?
מותר.
Left it over, and past the time limit of the korban, what happens?
Notar asur.
Now, is that isur because of a neder, or is that a random isur because you left it over?
Random.
Put notar aside for a second, which means in terms of the neder, the neder component of the korban, what was it? Pre zrikat damim, it was still in its neder mode.
Asur.
What asur in terms of the neder? Post zrikah, what happens?
Mutar.
Now, put notar on the side, put the isur notar. Now if a person says kikar ze notar, in order for it to be asur in terms of neder, what do you have to be referring to?
Pre
or post?
Pre.
Zrika? Gotta be pre. That's the raya, the Gemara says, that's the answer to the question, that we're looking at what? Current neder status or prior neder status? What are we looking at? Prior. Everybody say with me?
Yeah.
Says the Gemara, bad raya. Says the Gemara, אמר לי רב הונה ברד רב נתן בנותר של עולה. You know what notar the Mishnah is talking about? Not notar of השלמים, we're talking about notar of עולה. By notar of עולה, what happens?
Whole thing is burned.
Therefore what? Even זריקת דמים never makes it mutar. Since the whole thing is meant to be burnt, what does זריקת דמים do to עולה? So it's neder thing. Nothing! Nothing! It doesn't change any status. And therefore, when a person says notar, you know what neder component of notar will be asur when you try to attach it to a loaf of bread? Notar only of one korban.
Ola.
Meaning, really it could be that notar of shlamim, if you said that, it wouldn't make it asur because we have to go by current. What does it mean that notar makes it asur? Notar of ola that never can change as a result of zrika. Therefore, if we're talking about notar of ola, do you have an indication what to answer? Do we go by prior or current neder status? No, because ola never changes.
How does the term notar ever apply to the korban ola?
Again, why not? No. If the korban is left over.
No, but you burn the whole thing.
Let's say you didn't by the proper time.
You can't burn it?
Correct. No, therefore it gets burnt, but it's no longer part of the korban ola. And he says the Gemara, or let's say you burnt part of it and left over another part. Says the Gemara, hey, wait a second. If that's the case, Amar Lein Ken, Litne, Kivsar Ola. If that's the case, why does the Mishnah say Notar? The Mishnah should say, clear what? Kivsar Ola. Vizeh, what are you getting into the Notar? Notar over here is superfluous. It's irrelevant. Since the Notar doesn't play a role, what makes the Isur? The fact that it's an Ola. Therefore what? Who cares about Notar? Leave out the word notar and speak only about Bisar Ola. Says the Gemara, Lami Baya Kamar. It's coming to teach me a chidush. The Gemara sometimes uses that term, Lami Baya Kamar, which means it didn't need to, but it wanted to say something so that it could springboard to a greater chidush. What's that? Lami ba'ya b'sar ola de'asur de'a b'korban kamatfis. He says, if it would say b'sar ola, kibsar ola, that's not a chidush, that you could be matfis with that, because b'sar ola originates from where? From a korban. Korban is a form of neder. That's not a chidush that you can use that to latch onto a piece of bread. Certainly not. Where's the chidush? Notar ufigul de'ola yitzrichale. Not only b'sar ola works, but even if you say notar ufigul, take out pigul, the Ran says, even notar of ola works. Why? Salkadat achamina ke'isur notar, ke'isur pigul, ve'avele kematfis bedavera asur bina mitzar, kamash ma'alan. You know what I would think? If you said the words, ke'notar shel ola, you know what I would think? What are you focusing on? If you want to, if you say this bread should be notar ke'notar shel ola. Yeah, if this bread should be like notar shel ola. Now watch. If you just said kibsar ola, it's simple that it should take effect. You know why? Because you're comparing it to a korban. Finished. That's the way it should be. But if you say kenotar shel ola, the Mishnah wants to say a bigger chidush. When you say notar shel ola, perhaps I'm not comparing it to the neder status of the korban. Maybe I'm only comparing it to what right now? To the isur of the notar. Now if I call something, if I say, I want this to be asur like the isur notar, that doesn't work, because isur notar is a random isur not originating from korbanot. If I try to make my bread contingent on a random isur, does it work? Let's say a person takes bread. Hare ze alai kivsar chazir.
No.
What's the halacha?
Garnished.
Why is it garnished?
It's not the first thing.
Oh, well, chazir
was never allowed. Right.
Well, mean, one second. Chazir is an isur that didn't originate in a neder. Chazir is an isur from its onset, from the inception. In order to latch on, in order to do hatfasa, what do you have to do?
If I said
kibsar ola, it's like a korban finish. But if I say kinotar shel ola, I might think instead of focusing on the korban element of the ola, perhaps I'm focusing on what
notar.
Element? The notar, the isur element of the ola, and the isur shouldn't transfer over. Kamash malan. That's why the Mishnah wanted to teach us the word notar. And really, what's the Mishnah talking about? Notar of only one korban.
Ola.
Notar of ola bilvad. And therefore what? The ra'aya that we tried to bring from this thing fell apart, and we're back to square one. We still don't know the answer. When you're doing that fasa with a certain item, if we're going with current neder status and heter, or prior neder status and asur.
So notar is not considered to be like inherently, in the case of nederim, when somebody says like this
if
is like
you
notar.
If you say notar shel ola, yes, it's considered, you're latching onto the neder thing, not the...
But according to the Mishnah, even if it says notar as well, he means to say notar shel ola.
No. No, he's amending the Mishnah to say when you say notar shel ola.
So one who says this is like notar to me,
like isur notar garnished,
like he says chazir, same thing.
Correct. He has to, in order for it to work, he has to say hare ze alai ke notar shel ola. Let's see, Ran. Yeah, Rabbi, say with me.
Yeah.
Im kol hakoach.
What's the difference between in ola and in terms of notar?
Well, the whole thing is burnished. I mean,
but in terms of notar, nothing. But before it got to the notar, there lies the difference. Before it got to the stage of notar, by shlamim, the zrika made it mutar. By an ola, zrika did nothing to it. It stayed asur. Verstehst? Now,
ola is always asur.
Now, says the Ran. Oitate benotar shel ola deafilu timtza lomar debedehashta kamatvis. Even if you're going by current, akate nidre lapaka by ola. I'm looking in the Ran. By Ola, the neder never went off. The Ola asura afilu lachar zirka. Ola remains asur even after zirkat adam. Im ken litnei, if you say kivsar Ola, I amalt bishlama. Delav beOla amayre. If you're going to tell me that the notar that the Mishnah speaks of is not by Ola, nakat notar lashmoinan de beikarok matfis. That is not about the ikar. Ela I amar de beOla amayre. If you're going to tell me that the notar in the Mishnah is referencing Ola, mayre bute de notar. What are you telling me? The chidush of notar. Even without notar, the isur never went off with the zrikat damim. If that's the case, if that's what you wanted to tell me, scratch the word notar out of the Mishnah and just say what? Kibsar ola. Ulfi ma sheperashti b'mishnatenu, de benotar ufigul, la ba'ay Rabbi Yehuda Kaf, like we said, like the Ran said in the Mishnah, kafa dimyon, bedinu delishnele, delachitana notaru figul. It could have given another answer of why it says notaru figul, velatana kivsar ola, lashmoine debahane afilu belo kafa dimyon mitzar. Ela da'adifa mineshane, ela the Gemara gives a better answer. What was the Gemara's final answer? Why didn't the Mishnah, if we're talking about notar shel ola, why didn't the Mishnah say explicitly notar shel ola?
Because it teaches you that the word notar, that just
if it just said bisar ola is a pashut, because right. It's a korban. But I might have thought if you say notar shel ola what, your focus is on
the notar.
Isun notar and not the isun neder. Kamash malan, when you say notar shel ola, your da is
on the ola.
On the zach. Yeah? Where are we holding right now, Rabota? State of the Union. Where's Shlomo? Yeah? What's the State of the Union, Rabbi? I talked to him.
You still don't know whether it's before current condition, prior condition.
When he's looking at this thing, making a neder on it, does he mean that from its current thing where it would be mutar? Or?
Looking at what? What was the question of the Gemara? The Gemara gave a specific case. There's a piece of Bisar Shlamim Le'achar Zrika. What's this current status of Bisar Shlamim Le'achar Zrika?
Mutar.
And then you said a regular piece, Zekazeh. What does that mean? How do you translate that?
Is it comparable?
Are we going by current neder status and mutar, or prior neder status, pre zikat damim and asur? That we still don't have an answer to. So that's we're continuing. Says the Gemara Metive. I have a question. Ezu isar ha'amur b'Torah. What is the isar? What is the prohibited words that a person can accept upon himself that the Torah speaks of? Amar hareni shelo ochal besar veshelo eshte yain kiyom shemet bo aviv kiyom shemet bo rabo kiyom shenerag bo gedaliah ben achikam kiyom shera'iti Yerushalayim bechurbanah. Which means if a person says I should be forbidden to eat meat and drink wine like the day my father died, like the day my Rebbe died, like the day I saw Yerushalayim destroyed, like the day Gedaliah got killed, that's considered an iddur. Which means you're saying what this day should be asur like that day. The Gemara says what? What exactly is the case? The Gemara delves a little bit deeper. Ve'amar Shmuel, ve'hu shenadur be'oto hayom. Saying this day should be asur like that day is talking about what? That day that you're referencing is, you made a neder to be asur on that day. What does that mean? Says the Gemara, Echidame, lav kegon dekai b'chad b'shaba, demit b'avua, ve'af al gav de'ika tuva chad b'shaba de'etera, ve'katani asur, shma mina, be'ikaru de'matfis. Rabotai, I'm going to explain to you the way there's machlok taposkim exactly how to understand this piece. I'm going to tell you according to the Ran. Let's say a person's father passed away on Sunday, Aleph B'Nisan. Okay? That's his yahrzeit. Sunday, Aleph B'Nisan, and he said on that day he accepted, it's supposed to be the day that a person's father dies, Bevadai, he accepted upon himself an Isur not to eat meat and drink wine that day.
He accepted that upon himself.
No, first of all, onen is asur to eat meat and drink wine anyway. But let's say even after the kvura, he accepted because of the bitterness of the day, the tsar, he said on this day not to eat, not forever. He says that day.
Isn't there a chiyuv to eat meat and wine?
I love that. So let's say he accepted upon himself, takshiv. So he said on that day, Sunday, Aleph ben Nisan, the day his father died, he made an isur on that day not to eat meat and drink wine. A few years down the line, there might have been a few more Sundays, Aleph Ben Nisan, and then a few years later, another Sunday, Aleph Ben Nisan pops up, and he says, no. I want this today to be like that day. Now, what does that mean? Right now, the Gemara's thinking, says the Ran, between the Sunday of Aleph Ben Nisan that his father died, and a few years later, the Sunday, Aleph Ben Nisan that he's standing in now, that he wants to associate with it, there have been several, or even plenty, Sunday Aleph Ben Nisans that have been mutar. And yet, what does the Gemara say? What does the Baraita say? That if he says that I want this day to be like that day, even though the prior Sunday Aleph Ben Nisans that passed by were mutar, what's in his mind to associate it with? The first one. What do we see? Do we go by the most current or the first Isur? The original Isur? Remember, don't forget, what is the original Isur of Sunday Aleph Ben Nisan? When did Sunday Aleph Ben Nisan become a thing? The day his father died. That was the first reference of any Isur, which means we don't go by the most current Sunday Aleph Ben Nisan that would have been mutar. We say, you know what? He means to date it back to the Isur, to the original Isur of Sunday Aleph Ben Nisan. So what does that mean? Do we go by current Neder status? Or do we see from here that you go to prior, or go to the original status of the neder, which is beisur, original?
He's giving difference. He said that Sunday.
He didn't say that. He said Today, this day should be like Sunday. That's what the Gemara is understanding right now. Ze kaze. Today should be like Sunday Aleph Benisan. That's how they're understanding. That's what we're understanding right now.
It's not comparable.
One second. So how does that? Even though when he says today should be like Sunday Aleph Benisan, we have a few choices.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of Sundays Aleph Benisans of Heter that we can compare to, or there's one Sunday Aleph Benisan of Isur that we can compare to. It sounds like from the Baraita, where do we go?
To that one.
That one, first one. Sounds like we go for prior, not for current. Even though there's many more Heterim. So it sounds like here's the Raya.
There can't be a current thing over here, because the current is the day that he's making the Nether.
No, not, well, let's say...
Most recent one.
Right.
Well, Aleph Benisan can't fall out on a Sunday every year.
Why, Dafka asking the week and the month. Why can't he say...
The Gemara is just giving a case. Now, to which the Gemara says, you don't have a Raya. Di Shmuel hachi itman. You know what Shmuel meant to say? Amar Shmuel vehu shenadur uva meoto ayom va'elach. You know what Shmuel was talking about? Let's say, when he first made this nidir of Sunday Aleph Benisan, he says, and every subsequent Sunday Aleph Benisan should also be Asur. Ah, and then he goes on to say, another day, I want this day to be like that. Then what does that mean? Pashut, that he's going to the Isur. But really, if we're talking about Heter and Isur, you still, Maskanat HaGemara, you don't have Raya to tell me. They always go back, you default to the original Isur. Says the run.
If you're saying the case where it says there and Isur, right? Only one Sunday was had another. When you do it with
That's the Havamina. Maskanat HaGemara is that's not the case. Maskanat HaGemara is that he kept all of them, and then he said another day, Zekazin. Okay, what do you want? All of them are Isur, so you're latching on to that Isur. Says the run. והוא שנדר באותו היום, כסל כדעתך שנדר באותו היום שמת אביו, שלא יאכל בשר, וכן נדר פעם אחת שלא יאכל בשר ביום שמת בו גדליה, ועכשיו מתפיס יום אחר כאותו היום. It's either father, גדליה, whatever, וכיוון דנדר מעיקרה, הווה לה שאתה מתפיס בדבר הנדור. Now it's דבר הנדור. Now what does the Gemara originally think was the case? דקאי בחד בשבת, דמית באבוה, נראה בעיניי דחי פירושה. שאומר ביום אחד בשבת שהוא ביום שמת בו אביב למניין חודשים, כגון אחד בשבת ראשון של ניסן, Sunday, א' ניסן. יהי יום זה עליי כיום אחד בשבת ראשון של ניסן. Today should be like another day, another Sunday, א' בניסן. Uh-oh, you have a bunch of those in your history. Which ones do you mean? Says the Gemara, ואף על גב דאי כתוב אחד בשבת דהתרה, even though there's many Sundays, even Sundays א' בניסן of היתר, וקטנה אסור, nevertheless the Baraita says אסור, what do we have to assume? What's it talking about? ושמע מינה, בעיקרו כמתפיס, ומש מלא להשס, דבאח יסקינן, די באומר בפירוש, יום זה כיום שמת בו אביב, פשיטה דמיצן. If the guy's standing, Rabotai, stay with me. The guy's standing Sunday Aleph Benisan, and he says, I want today to be like the day my father died. That's no question that what? That's Asur. You're done. Obviously, there's an ambiguity here that required the Baraita to weigh in. So what was his ambiguity of speech? What did he say? I want today to be like Sunday Aleph Benisan. Which one? Says the Gemara, says the Ran. Ela vaday beomer yom ze alai keechad b'shabbat rishon shel nisan. Vekamash malan daf al gav de'ika lememar b'heterak ha-matfis. Even though there are a bunch of heterim that he could be talking about, kivan shu omed be'oto yom, shu leminyan chodashim ki yom shemet bo aviv, u'matfis, ve'amar yehi yom ze keechad b'shabbat be'ikaro matfis ve'asur. Apparently he's going by the original Isur, to which the Gemara rebuffs that, d'shmuel achi itmar, amar shmuel, v'u shenadur uva me'oto ayom ve'elach. Klomar, shekol ימי אחד בשבת שעברו עליו שהן כיום שמת בו אביב נאסרו עליו בנדר. Every Sunday Aleph Benisan he accepted upon himself from that day on, anytime there's a Sunday Aleph Benisan he's going to fast. Yes, and now he says, or not fast, but basar v'yayin. He says, וכיוון שכן למצית למגמר מהאחר הידינה ולומר דאח רבותה שמועינן דאח עלי כיומה דהתרה כלל. Over here, there's no chidush. You know why? Because everything until now has been talking about what? Isur, 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 Isur. So there's no question. But with regards to our question of current versus prior, no re'ayah. no raya. To the shlamim, we still don't have raya. And the Ran actually says that the Gemara leaves us hanging in the sugya, which the Gemara finishes elsewhere. V'ach sugya kiti'ahi. It's left open-ended. De la piresha shas imken mayata l'shma'inan. If that's the case, then what's the chidush? Yeah, if you're saying, oh yeah, I'm saying that all of the ones before are asur, so this one should be asur too. Wow, great chiddush, pashut. So why? What's the chiddush of the Gemara? The Gemara just trails off over here. But elsewhere, the Gemara does say in Masechet Shavuot, el asmich le'asugian deresh perek Shavuot shtayim batra. Ve'amir nahatam, the Gemara says, hay lishna mamash de'amar Shmuel ve'hu shenadur uva me'oto ayom. We say exactly the same words as we do here. Uvatarach imakshe, the Gemara asks over there, kevan shemet bo aviv pshita umetaretz. The chiddush is not by the father dying. Yom shneirag bo gedalia ben achikam itztrichale. Umakshe hanami pshita. You know what the chiddush is by Gdalia? Ma'od tema kevan da'afilu lo nadar asur midrabanan ki nadar nami lachai nidra ve'lamatfis benedar hu kamash malan kach nira be'enai. The day Gdalia died, anyways, you're asur to eat midrabanan. Why? Tzom Gdalia, it's a tzom midrabanan. So I might think, even if you're matfis, the neder shouldn't be chal because there's already an isur de rabbanan on that day. Kamash malan, that it does work, even though, because there's no isur deoraita on that day. That's the chiddush, says the Gemara. Iname, savra hach sugya, another chidush of here, the sugya holds, daf al gav del adam in a korban she'asur lakol, even though it's not like a korban which is asur to everything, dehalo asur ela ledide, this basar vayayin thing, even by his father. The day a person's father dies, is it asur to all of Am Yisrael be basar vayayin? Apitom, it's asur to that individual, not asur, but even if he accepts an isur on the day that his father dies, what does that have to do with the rest of Am Yisrael?
Nothing.
Garnish. He says, "Afilu hachi matfis bedavar anadur mikre." It's still considered matfis bedavar anadur, and it works. Umimaskana de sugyan de shvoot shemainan lenodel migvina shonochrim stam yanam shmanu shalgid vitfis ba'end matfis beneder ave veasur. Leave that on the side for now. Tov. State of the Union.
Still no answer. We try to bring a raya and still no answer.
Still no answer. To which question? Don't lose sight.
Whether the pre or the kaze is either pre or post.
Yeah.
Zekadam.
Tov, weiter.
Is the reason the Rambam said the first of Nisan any significance? Yeah. Because for someone whose father dies on that day,
yeah,
you don't, like I said, fast. Mm-hmm. You don't fast if it's. Most people who have been out to pass on this yard side,
mm-hmm,
they fast, but if it's on
Rosh Chodesh, you're
just giving an example.
Yeah. It's not, you're getting too nitty gritty. I think you're just throwing out an example. Yeah? Maze?
Good point, we don't fast that day.
Well, he's not talking about fasting, so.
Yeah,
you
don't, maybe that's
the. No, he's talking about Basar Vayayin.
Yeah,
even if you're not fast. Okay, fine, so you don't fast on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but a person cannot have Basar Vayayin. And if he's bound, and guess what? If he's bound by his neder, even though it's Rosh Chodesh, he still has to fast. Now, Vayter says the Gemara Vayter, we're still trying to find this answer. Amar Avinah Tashema. If a person says, yeah, Rabbi Yisai, stay with me. If a person says this kikar, kechalat Aharon uchitrumato, that this bread should be like the chala of Aharon and like his truma. Aharon, once again, is only an example. It's a reference to Kohanim. Chala and truma go to Kohanim. And you're saying, now guess what? This bread, chala and truma, besides for Kohanim, it's asur to everybody. You say, this bread should be like chala or truma. What's the halacha with your bread now? Mutar. Nothing doing, you're still good. Why is that?
Always asur to you.
No. Because truma and chala are not something that people give nidarim as. It's a chiyuv that they give to Kohanim, but truma and nidarim are not something that are created by nidir.
Right. I mean,
so chobat, it's always no, but it's not asur to everybody. It's
but to you, the one who's making it.
It's something that is not usually given as nidarim. It's given as a chiyuv, so that doesn't work. From that baraita we see that we try to infer something else from there. It says the Gemara, haki trumat lachme toda asur. You see, but what if you compare? If you say this bread should be asur like trumat lachme toda. Listen carefully. Korban Toda that a person brings is brought, it's a Korban Shlamim that comes with 40 breads, 40 loaves of bread. 30 of them are matzah, 10 of them are chametz. The halacha is that one of every, and it's four different kinds of breads, 10 of each kind. One of every 10 of those breads goes to the Kohen. Yeah, which means 36 are kept by the owner, 4 are taken by the Kohanim. Listen carefully. So it sounds, and that's also called a teruma. Why is it called a teruma? Because it's donated to the Kohen. Which Kohen gets it? No, the one who did the Avodah, the one who brought that Korban, the one who did the Shechitah and the Avodot of the Korban, he got the Lachmei Todah. So what are we trying to infer? We said if a person says this bread should be like Truma, or like Challah, Mutar. But, what do you infer? But, another kind of Truma, which is Trumat Lachmei Todah, to the Kohen, if you compare the bread to that, Asur. Says the Gemara, hey, wait a second. Hey, Lachmei Todah. When do you give the Lachmei Todah to the Kohen? After Zrika, which means what? Neder-wise, what's the status of these Lachmei Todah when you give them to the Kohen? Neder-wise, originally these breads were Asur. Rabotai, listen carefully. You bake the breads, the bread becomes Asur with the Shechita of the Shlamim. When do the breads become mutar for consumption? Zrikat adam. So what are we talking about now? We're saying that you're comparing it to the donation of those breads to the Kohanim. At what point in time does that happen chronologically?
After
zrikat damim, which means that neder-wise, what's the status of these right now? Mutar for consumption. And yet, it seems like, based on the inference that we had in the Gemara, if I say this bread should be like Trumat Lachmei Todah, it's going to be Asur. So what do we see from that case? Are we looking at current or prior neder status?
Current.
Nope. Prior. Because now the neder status of the bread is off after Zrikat Damim. And yet, what are we saying? That if you say this bread should be like Trumat Lachmei Todah, you're comparing it in order for it to be, it's Asur, in order to make it Asur, you can't go by current because currently it's Mutar. In order for it to be Asur, must be we're not looking at current, must be we're looking at prior. Boom. Raya, from here that, by Besar Zivchei Shlamim, which we started off with, we would be looking at prior. Say it again.
Why is it
Asur presently?
It's not Asur presently. It's Mutar. But to
the one that he gave to the Kohen? Mutar. Yes, it is. It's Mutar for Hedyo? Yeah. It's Mutar to everybody. Just what? There's a mitzvah to give to the Kohen. But that's not what he's saying. He's saying, this bread should be like Trumat Lachmei Todah. Now these Trumat Lachmei Todah that I'm giving right now are permissible. In order for it to be Asur, the only way to make it Asur is by comparing it not to its current permissible state, to its prior forbidden state pre-Zrikat Damim, which would then shed light on the original question of Besar Zichei Shlamim. Say it again. What was the Gemara Zeraya? We brought a Baraita. The Baraita said that what? That he said this bread is like Truma or Chala. It's garnished. It doesn't work. What's nachon?
It's not neder, right?
It's not a neder. Right. It's mutar. What's the inference? But a different. If you said this bread should be like a different kind of truma, that works. What other kind of truma is there?
The one that you give to the
trumat lachmei todah. Right. Now, in order for that to be, now take it away.
In order for that to be chal as a neder, it had to have been after. It was after zikat damim. What are we?
Because if we're giving it to the kohen. When is that happening?
After Zrikat Damim, right.
Now, if you're telling me by comparing it to regular tikkah,
that is a neder now, then
you can't be talking about
the current state
because currently it's
mutar. So it has to be prior.
Boom. See? Yafe. Now, he says like this. Says, Shkoya. Now, says...
No more punches.
No
more punches.
Yeah.
Why would the person make statement?
Skin. What do we call those guys again, Nathan? The mandated informers? What's it called?
Mandated reporters, right?
Mandated reporters? He's going to go to the mikveh miskin, he's going to see him all beat up.
He's carrying heavy boxes yesterday also, right?
Yeah, we've Yeah, do me a favor, don't go to the mikveh. Yeah, so it's the law, I think mikveh ladies are mandated reporters, I believe so, I'm not sure. Huh? Yeah, if you see like abuse and stuff, yeah. Huh? If a guy's beating his wife, there's a Tshuvat HaRashba that the Rama brings down. Very interesting Rashba that says that there was a guy that was hitting people. There's a guy in town. And he was hitting people, and he wouldn't stop. And they warned him, and they fined him, and they took him to Beit Din. And the guy Pashut wouldn't stop. He was just hitting people. So he sent the Tshuva to the Rashba, and the Rashba said, "Do you try everything else?" He said, "Yeah." So he said, "Okay, cut off his hands."
Whoa. Wow.
That's it. Now,
Is there an example of Migdal or something?
Huh? That's Migdal Milta. Migdal Milta. I wanted to, That's what Arabs do all the time. That's what they do when you steal. Yeah. Now, weiter. They tried everything. That was the question that they sent to the Rashi, but the guy Pashut wouldn't. He's like a serial. Yeah. Now, the Kitzer. So he says like this. Says the Ran, Rabbi Say, stay with me. Yeah, even though you're right, you'd give one out of every 10. Remember, how many types of chalot were there? Four. 10 of each. One of each 10 would go to the Kohen. Asur, davele matfis bedavar anadur. That, right now we're understanding that if you compare it to that, that's davar anadur. Says the Ran on the top. Ve'atrumat lachmet toda la'achar zrika damim hi. Dekevan de lachmet toda la'asharu ba'achilad la'achar zrika. Since lachmet toda are only mutar after you do zrikat adam, if we're talking about giving it to the Kohanim, when's it happening? Lama yitremu otan kodem lachin. Why would you give it to a Kohen before zrikat adam if
you won't be able to eat it?
If you won't be able to eat it anyway, obviously, when are you giving to him? After zrikat adam. Apparently, what are we going with? Ikaran kamatvis. So that's a shaila. Says the Gemara. Back to the Gemara, second line. Ema ki trumat lishka asur. You're right. Another truma would be asur, not trumat lachmetoda, trumat lishka. What's trumat lishka? Like the shkalim. Ah, shkalim bevadai is a great example of a nidir, because how did the money of shkalim become asur? By calling it. Machatzita shekel, it's a neder. You made it into... So over there, bevadaya would work. But what? How do we get into this? Because the Baraita said, if you call it like truma or like chala, it's mutar. But what? A different kind of truma would be asur. What's that different kind of truma? Now, originally we thought, trumat lachmet toda. The Gemara is now rebuffing that. The Gemara says, no. Trumat lachmet toda would be mutar also. What truma are we talking about that would be asur? Trumat if you compare it to trumat alishka, which is machatzita shekel. Says the Gemara, yeah, aval trumat lachmet toda, my mutar. Says the Gemara, really? Litne lachmet toda, v'kol sheken trumato. If that's the case, if even trumat lachmet toda is mutar, why does the Baraita limit itself to trumat aharon v'chalato? Why not say the bigger chidush of trumat lachmet toda? That's really why is lachmet toda a bigger chidush for it to be mutar? Because truma and chala are not even nedarim. Trumat lachmet toda comes from what? From neder, because it's part of a korban. And yet you want to tell me it's mutar instead of the baraita talking to me about trumat taharon ukechalato? Tell me about what? Trumat lachmet toda, and tell me that that's mutar, even bigger chidush. Kol sheken. No, now the Gemara is changing. We said the only thing that's asur is trumat alishka. But be'emet, trumat lachmet toda, if you compared it to that, mutar. So says the Gemara, if that would be mutar, what are you even talking about? Truma and chalav, kohanim regular. Talk to me a bigger chidush, trumat lachmet toda, that even though it's a neder, it still doesn't work to be matfis. Says the Gemara, hakamash malan, you know what the chidush is? Trumat lachmet toda, trumatohi. That what? Trumat lachmet toda is part of the truma v'aharon. That what? They're all in the same category. Trumav Kohanim, Chalav Kohanim, Trumat Lachmet Toda to the Kohanim. They're all part of the same category of Truma, that comparing it to any of these three subcategories of the Truma doesn't work. That's the Chidush. So what's the Chidush? Why did it say it like this? That Trumat Lachmet Toda is part of the umbrella of Truma. One answer. Another answer. Another answer, why the Baraita didn't speak about Trumat Lachmet Toda to begin with.
According to that answer, and then some person says an answer, Trumat Lachmet Toda would work.
Meaning what? If a person compares, if a person says, this bread should be like Trumat Lachmet Toda, mutar. That's what the Gemara is saying? Yeah. Says the Gemara, another answer, why didn't the Mishnah say specifically Trumat Lachmet Toda? What's the reason? Trumat Lachmet Toda name. You know why I didn't say it? Because there might be one case of Trumat Lachmet Toda which would be Asur if you compare it to. When you have Trumat Lachmet Toda before Zrikat Adam. Hey, wait a second. How do you have Trumat Lachmet Todah before Zrikat Adam? Didn't we say before that you wouldn't be giving it to the Kohanim before Zrikat Adam? How do you have a case where it's still in Neder form, giving the Lechamim to the Kohen before Zrikat Damim? Says the Gemara, I'll explain to you how. Kegon, the Afreshin hu Belisha. For instance, if you took off the piece to give to the Kohen when it's still in dough form. How so? The Gemara explains, V'kiyada Amar Avtuve Ber Kisna. Amar Shmuel, Lachmet Todah She'afa'an Be'arba Chalot Yatza. A person who made, initially, how many breads did we say you have to have?
40.
Let's say a person made instead of 40, which means 10 breads of each kind, he made one, same amount. Instead of using that amount and splitting it up into 10 breads of each kind, he used one huge lump of dough and he made one bread of each kind. What's the halacha? Yatza. Yatza yedechova. Says the Gemara, hey, wait a second. V'aketiv arba'im. Doesn't the Torah say you need 40? Answers the Gemara, a mitzvah. 40 is only a mitzvah, but even 4, what's the halacha? Yatza. Says the Gemara, v'aba'il mishkal truma. Hey, how can it be yotze? You have to take off truma. You have to give a piece of these things to the Kohen. What are you going to tell me? Okay, after it's done baking, you have 4 loaves. I'll give one of the loaves to the Kohen out of the 4. That doesn't work. Echad mikol korban, shelo yitol mikorban al chavero. You have to give one of each kind. You can't give one kind to the Kohen for all 4 kinds. It doesn't work like that. Because what are we talking about now? 4 huge loaves. So what are you going to tell me? Okay, you're not taking 1 for 4. Rather, I'll take a piece off of each 4. Says the Gemara, that's also asur. He says, "V'atenan echad shlo yitol prusa." You're not allowed to take a piece. You have to give a whole bread, not a piece. So says the Gemara, so how is it possible if we're telling me that 4 is kasher and it's allowed to be eaten, but you gave a piece to the Kohen? So how does that work? You can't take 1 for 4 and you can't take a piece off of each one. So what's left to do to give to the Kohen? Says the Gemara, rather, how does it work? Ela de'afreshinu belisha de'shakil chada mechametz v'chada min chalot v'chada min rekikim v'chada min revucha. Which means, what did you do? When each of the loaves were still in dough form before they were baked, meaning instead of taking, you're supposed to give one challah after it's baked in 10. So what did you do? You took the same amount, took a blob from the dough form of each type of challah, and you gave it to the Kohen over there, and that works. And then what did you do with the rest? Then you made them from the rest that's left. You condensed it into one loaf, and then you have it for yourself. That's mutar. What do you see from here? That it is possible to give trumat lachmet todah to the Kohen in dough form. Once it's possible to give it in dough form, when is it in dough form? Before or after Zrikat Adam? Before, because the loaves were baked before the korban was even shefted. What do we see from here? That there's a situation where you can do trumat lachmet todah even pre-Zrikat Adam. Since there's a situation where you can do before Zrikat Adam and give it to the Kohen, we couldn't say in the Mishnah, if I say it's like Trumat Lachmet Todah, it's always going to be Mutar. You know why? Because that's usually the case if it's after Zrikat Adam. But if it's before Zrikat Adam, which means it's still in its Isur Neder, and you're Matfis to that, that would work to make it Asur, because since it's prior to Zrikat Adam, what's the status of these Lechamim right now before Zrikat Adam? Neder for... Is it in its neder form or after its neder form? In the neder form, because what takes it out of the neder form? So that's why the Mishnah couldn't use that language in the Mishnah of ki trumat lachmet todah mutar, because there are certain situations where if you say trumat lachmet todah, it's going to be asur. In a situation where you gave the trumat lachmet todah pre zrikat damim in
dough
form.
That makes sense. Good.
Yeah. Did they have Jeopardy in Uzbekistan?
Jeopardy.
Huh? They had Wheel of Fortune?
Yeah.
No way.
Whoa.
Really? With Russian letters?
Yeah.
No way. Really? Did people like actually win money and stuff?
Yeah. Ruble.
Yeah. He said like this. Weiter.
It was a guy.
He says Weiter. Says, yeah. Did they have the prices right?
No,
none of that. Okay, weiter. My favorite as a kid was always Jeopardy. Jeopardy was because I like. Huh? Let's see. Oh, that's such a good idea. did they borrow him? Was he in the kitchen?
Now,
yeah. Now, Weiter says the Ran. Oh. אלא אמה, כתרומת הלשכה, אסור תרומת הלשכה, שהיו תורמין ממאות הלשכה וממלאין שלוש קופות, תאוז בה עם מחצית השקל. ליתנה תרומת לחמת תודה, וכל שכן תרומתו, והב ירבותת ועצב יקר חידוש, משום דמעיקרה נעשרה תרומת לחמת תודה בנדר. תרומתו היא, כלומר בכלל, וכי תרומתו דקטנה היא, it's part of that, משום דה וכתרומה לגבי זרים. תרומת לחמת תודה נמי לפני זריקת דמים היא, I can find you, what? How so? כלומר, דמשכחת לה שנתרמו קודם זריקת דמים. I can find you a case of תרומת לחמת תודה pre-זריקת דמים. How so? משום אך, אילה פסיקה ללמתנה כתרומת לחמת תודה. That's why the Baraita didn't want to say straight out, yeah, all כתרומת לחמת תודה is מותר, because that's not always the case. דייק, הגוונה דמיצר, there are cases where it's אסור, כשנתרמו קודם זריקת דמים, כגון דאפרשינו בלישאי, who, for instance, when you separated it in dough form, בדין הוא דלישנה אלה, he could have given another answer, דאפרשינו לאחר אפייתן, קודם זריקת דמים, that he separated it after it was baked, before zirkat damim, שהרי אפייתן הייתה קודמת. The baking of the breads was before the zirkat damim, אפילו לשחיטת הזבח. The baking was even before the שחיטה. דאמרין במנחות, שאם נשחט הזבח קודם שיקרמו פני כולן, לא קדש. אלא כיוון דמאי תראה מדרב טובה, דמצא להפריש קודם זריקה, ודרב טובה מאי דבדרב פרישנו בלישאיו, רב טובה, talking about where he took it off in dough form, נקת נמי אחה, דפרישנו בלישאיו. בארבע חלות, ארבע מיני חלות, which means he made, instead of 10 חלות per type, he made one challah per type, and it works. Ve'aketiv 40, doesn't the Torah say 40? Dehavu arba'a minin. What are the four minin? Hametz, challah, rekikin, urvucha. And guess what? The challah that the Torah speaks of was actually matzah. It was non-hametz. Yeah, we're going to see in Masechet Menachot what the difference is. One was without oil, one was chametz actually with, one was fried, one was with a lot of oil, double the amount. Ve'atinan, ve'ikriv echad mikol korban, klomar, mikol min v'min, ve'alfin migzera shavad, echad ma'aser ka'amar, echad ma'aser, it's talking about 1 out of 10, ve'avel hu 40. De'shakal chada min chametz, what are you going to say? No, you took one of chametz, she'asa 10 chalot mikol min, ve'achar she'iflishan echad mikol min, lash tish'a. של כל מין ועשה חלה אחת מכל תשע ותשע. Which means, what did he do? Listen carefully. He made, for each min, he made 10 blobs of dough. 10 dough balls. What did he do? He took one dough ball from each type and gave it to the Kohen. Afterwards, what did he do? When he came back to the dough balls, he took the rest of the 9 dough balls and combined them together and mixed them into, instead of having 36 left, he'll now have, well, 4 left. Yeah, huh? Well, he took one blob out. Yeah. Now he'll have 9/10 left, and from the 9/10, he mixed it into one big dough ball, and he made a bread for each one. Bezat Hashem will continue tomorrow, and the Gemara didn't really answer the question yet, but we'll continue with that tomorrow.